the Premier League on OTB.
Here's Marcus Rashford, back to Shaw again, left footed shot, low, and he scores! Luke Shaw makes it 2-0 to Manchester United.
The very best expert analysis on your phone and for free. Download the OTB Sports app now.
Welcome back. It is Monday's Off the Ball. Nathan with you this evening. We've got the football show coming your way right after 9 o'clock. Pat Nevin will be with us to look back on the weekend's football. Currently Everton 0, Burnley 0 in the Premier League. There's about 5 minutes to go until half-time in that one, so we'll keep a close eye on that. Seamus Coleman is fully fit and is captaining Everton in that. In the League of Ireland, Bohemians 1-0 up away in their game against Finn Harps, heading towards half-time in that one as well. But right now, we want to talk about the All-Ireland Camogie Final in Galway, the All-Ireland Senior Camogie Champions for the second time in 3 years. A 115-112 win over Cork in the Senior Final yesterday. It was a really tight game, but a late flurry from Galway that included a goal from Éilis O'Reilly meant that they managed to go and win that game by 3 points. I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Ursula Jacob to look back on the game. How are you keeping, Ursula?
You?
I'm all right. A couple of years ago, Galway won the All-Ireland and they played some scintillating camogie all the way through and were thoroughly deserving All-Ireland champions. Thoroughly deserving All-Ireland champions again this year, but probably did it in a slightly different way between the semi-final and the final. They just sort of ground it out.
And when they needed, you know, vital scores, they got them at the right time. You know, one moment stood out for me in the second half. Éilis O'Reilly took a free underneath the Hogan stand and it was a massive score. And kind of from there, I think Galway kicked into gear. You know, their response to Katrina Mackey's goal was so, so impressive. They outscored Cork 1-4 to a point in that final quarter. And the McGrath sisters combined brilliantly. Orla got two fantastic points at the end. And then Siobhan finished that ball brilliantly. So Galway finished so well. You know, they showed massive character to come back from that Katrina Mackey goal, because in the past maybe we've been critical of Galway that maybe their heads would have dropped after that goal, Cork would have kicked on, but their response was one of champions and they stood up yesterday when they needed it most, and they had leaders all over the field.
So they finished very well, Galway. They also started very well, particularly that full forward line, got them really involved in the game. 4 points in the first 4 minutes. They came flying out of the block. So clearly, maybe it was the hurt of last December and the defeat in the final last year, but there was something in that Galway side. They were ready for this one.
Ready for whatever Cork were going to throw at him. Even from the off, the midfield battle was just fascinating, because between Aisling Thompson and Hannah Looney, and then you had Niamh Kilkenny and Aoife Donoghue, probably the top four camogie players in Ireland at the moment. Just, it was unbelievable. The hooks, the blocks, the scores, the movement, the work rate, everything. And from that middle third, that's what created so much of that scores. And Galway, you know, were able to deliver such brilliant ball into that inside line. Éilis O'Reilly is a player who plays off confidence, and the balls that were going into her were brilliant. And then the McGrath sisters, I think they were nearly causing confusion in the Cork full back line, because they never stayed still at any stage. Siobhan was always moving, Orla was always moving off her shoulder. And I suppose because they're so used to playing each other and their sisters, they instinctively know where each other are going to be, and that probably helps Galway. But I don't think, you know, if you were watching the game from home, you could even see all the moves they were making.
Right.
They created so, so much space inside, and that led to so many scores for Galway.
How many of those moves when you're watching them do you think are pre-planned? Are the midfielders looking up and spotting what they're doing and expecting what to do, and how much of it is off the cuff?
Oh, without a doubt. I think there's a nice mix between the two. Obviously, some of it's off the cuff because you're striking some ball under pressure. And when you have players like Siobhan Gardner and Emma Hellebert in the half-back line, they've got long clearances anyway. So the McGraths and Éilis are going to expect the ball to come in. But when you've Niamh Kilkenny and Aoife Donoghue around the middle of the field, they're such intelligent hurlers. They're so efficient in using the ball. They are, you know, probably the two most skillful players on the Galway team. So they do head-up hurling. They look up, they wait for the runs out of the McGrath sisters or Éilis inside, and they pinpoint the balls out. So what Galway were doing so, so well yesterday was they were bunching and breaking. So they were keeping it nice and tight, and then they were expecting the ball out to the wings. And because there's so much pace in that inside line, they were able to beat their marker for the ball. And that worked so well for Galway yesterday.
I don't know how many times in recent years we've had Camogie players in and we've been talking about finals and the finals not living up to the hype and their frustration at the lack of physicality and the lack of allowed physicality in the game of Camogie. It's changed this year, and you could see that yesterday. You talk about that scrap in midfield right from the throw-in. They were properly getting at each other, and the referee was able to allow that game flow. It's made a transformative effect, and it feels like it'll have a transformative effect on the game and the interest levels in the game, because it's so much more watchable now. When was it 2-3 years ago we had a final and it just never stopped, free after free after free, where it was just so much more free-flowing.
Look, referees get a huge amount of criticism, so I think it's important to highlight from the games yesterday, right across the junior, intermediate and the senior in particular, that the refs really did add to it, because we're not talking about the referees today, we're talking about the skill level, the intensity, the fitness level. Cork and Galway have brought the game to another level, but the referee yesterday, Liz Dempsey, you know, she allowed the game to flow. There was no, you know, dirty stroke, there was no malicious play, anything like that. But there was two teams out there ready to put their bodies on the line, and they were allowed to express themselves fully yesterday. And right from the get-go, you know, Aisling Thompson and Aoife Donoghue had a right cut off each other, but they got up, got on with, they didn't look for the freeze. And like, yes, we had brilliant free takers there on display yesterday, Ailish O'Reilly, Carrie Dolan, Orla Cronin, Chloe Sigerson, but the freeze didn't dominate the scoreline. It was the open, you know, the scores from play that dominated, and that's what we want, because, you know, people that don't see Camogie week in, week out, they look at the All-Ireland finals and it's what people will talk about. They'll base the whole Camogie season on that one game. So yesterday was a brilliant showcase for Camogie, right from junior to intermediate to senior. And I'm kind of even on a high myself from yesterday, because I'm so thrilled that we're talking about the skill level, the fitness level, the strength and conditioning of the teams and the standard of Camogie right across the three games yesterday. And that's what we want for Camogie. And I think the game will evolve. And I think the rules have added to that, because it's not a stop-start as it was a few years ago.
There was one other talking point away from the skills on show, and that was around Cork and Orla Cronin and the late email that came in on Saturday night with a decision from the DRA that she was available to play in the final. She was shown a straight red card in the semi-final against Kilkenny, 3-match ban, but she wasn't cleared. Basically, the case has been put back, so she was cleared to play in the match yesterday. Cork went out with 16 players in the parade. I know Sarah Dervin was on OTBAM this morning saying that Galway ignored it completely. They weren't getting into whether or not she would or wouldn't play. From a Cork point of view, to have it left that late, though, must have been disruptive.
Yeah, without a doubt. Whether or not they say it was disruptive or not, obviously it adds to it, because it's on everyone's mind. It was on my mind before the final and I wasn't even playing, so everyone was curious as to what the outcome was going to be. If I'm being fully honest, I didn't think she was going to be cleared to play, because for me it was a clear striking offence. I was expecting that she was going to be missing the final, but obviously I knew Cork were going to go the full, you know, the full disciplinary proceedings to see could they try to get her off. Now, I've never heard of, you know, someone being cleared to play but still potentially go get a 3-match ban. I think it's quite a confusing rule. And I think it's going to open up things, you know, in the future, because other players will see that, well, Orla got off for a striking offence. So other players are going to question that in the future, and it could open a can of worms and lead to further frustration from players or teams. And it could lead to, you know, a lot more debate in the future. But yeah, it was probably far from ideal. I can't understand how the decision either way couldn't happen before late on Saturday night. That's not fair on anyone, whether it's the player herself or the management, because obviously if Orla wasn't going to be available to play, you have to, you know, plan without her. And obviously then at the last hour, you know, she was playing and Linda Collins was dropped. And to me, I'm not sure was that the right decision. Yes, I would start Orla Cronin, but I would have started Linda Collins too.
And Linda Collins was the captain.
Yeah, Linda was the captain, and she was named to start. And she made, obviously, a huge impact in the semi-final against Kilkenny, got the winning score. And even when she came on yesterday, she created the goal for Katrina Mackey. She set up another couple of scores. And she, to me, she's another scoring threat. She's a leader on that team. And I think Cork needed a player of her calibre in the forwards yesterday. And I think maybe it was a mistake not starting her.
And as much as Galway showed brilliant character with that late burst when they scored, what was it you said, 1-4 to 1 point in those closing stages for ultimately the winning of the game, Cork had wrestled back the momentum after that slow start. They'd got the goal, they got themselves the 3 point lead. It's a squad with a lot of experience. You felt that they were on the verge of kicking on, and for some reason it just wasn't there in those closing stages. What went wrong for Cork that they couldn't keep that momentum going when they had it?
Surprising. I would have felt that the game needed a goal. Cork got the first goal, and I felt at that stage Cork were going to kick on. But I'd have to give huge credit to the relentless tackling of that Galway defence. They didn't give them the space. They got, you know, they were, you know, touch tight mark, and they didn't allow it. And I suppose Cork yesterday, yes, there's a huge amount of experience throughout that team, but there was also five debutants, you know, starting their first senior All-Ireland. That can add to an occasion as well, because you look at Galway, they had leaders who are experienced and have played in All-Irelands before. They know how to win in All-Ireland. Whereas you look at, you had the likes of Fiona Keaton, Ciara O'Sullivan, even Amy Lee in the goal, Saoirse McCarthy, Laura Hayes in defence. These girls, this was their first senior All-Ireland. And I'm not saying that, you know, these girls were the losing of the game. It's not that. But the likes of Niamh Kilkenny, Sarah Durbin, these girls, Ailish O'Reilly, they've been there before. They know how to win. And, you know, they just grounded out that win. And at the times when they needed leaders the most, I felt that those Galway players stood up, and that ultimately was the difference, really.
And they put together a heck of a CV down in Galway as well now. Two wins in the last 3 years, three All-Ireland final appearances in a row. We are talking about one of the great camogie sides here.
Without a doubt. And I know Cathal Murray was saying yesterday, for Galway to be considered a great team, you know, he'd like to see them going on to do back-to-back. But for me, I would still consider this Galway team a great team, because look, they're consistently performing at the highest levels over the last 3, 4, 5, 10 years. Since I was even playing Galway, I would always consider Galway a great team. But some of these girls have won their third All-Ireland medal, and they are a great team. But I understand what Cottle is saying. He wants to do the back-to-back, and that's ambitious already, that they had hardly won the All-Ireland yesterday, and he was already focusing on them doing the back-to-back. But they definitely have, you know, the camogie players, they've, I would have felt they had the stronger panel yesterday. They probably had 4 or 5 subs that could have come on and made the difference. Their intermediates got to the All-Ireland intermediate semi-final. So there's a huge amount of talent in Galway. And then obviously Sarsfield's club team are the reigning All-Ireland club champions. So, you know, camogie in Galway is on an all-time high, and they want to build on it. And I've no doubt that Cottle and his management team are going to stick with it and try to get back there again next year.
Yeah, and a good day for Antrim. They won the intermediate final against Kilkenny, and also for Wexford, who won the junior final against Armagh. Ursula Jacob, thanks a lot for joining us.